You're listening to The Raycast, your quick stop for interesting info on what's cool, current, and disruptive.
Are you ready?
Stepping to the mic now, here's your host, Ray Gerard.
Welcome to episode 39 of The Raycast. My name is Ray. Happy New Year. It is 2020, and is it proper etiquette to say Happy New Year 5 days after the New Year? I think so. I think the first week, at least, you could call all your friends and get back to work and say Happy New Year. It's okay. It's okay. Have you set any resolutions or goals? I'm sure some of you have and some of you haven't. I haven't. I stopped doing resolutions years ago. But I remember there was a time when I used to set numerous resolutions, write goals down, do the whole thing, get a notebook. But I don't do that anymore. I just continue working on my current goals from the previous year and let them kind of overlap into the new year. One thing I've learned in life is that there can be some uncertainties associated with life. And very often, it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to what happens to you that determines the quality of your life. Because, as you know, you could set some goals, but very often, things will happen that are unexpected. It's when those unexpected things happen that your life is defined, that you find out who the real you is. So, keep those things in mind as you proceed and as you set goals. That's one thing I've found. But a couple of housekeeping things I want to get out of the way. For one, all the background music on the Raycast is brought to you by Andre Louis. Andre is a music producer out of the UK, and you could find him on Twitter. He's at @onjmusic, and like this piece playing in the background now, he produced. It's called Think About It. And he does great work. And my recorder, podcast recorder of choice, is called Backpack Studio. Definitely available on iOS. A very good studio for podcasting. If you're into voice recorders, etc., it's full of great features. I highly recommend it. And the podcast is recorded entirely on my iPad. And all post-production, pre-production is also done on Backpack Studio. Have you heard about Samsung's artificial human project? Have you? Well, that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. But I'll be right back and we'll dig right into it. So be sure to check out Anchor.fm if you're thinking about starting your own podcast. They make it really easy and simple to get going. So, we are going to talk about Samsung's artificial human project. It's called Neon, N-E-O-N, and for the past few weeks, a Samsung subsidiary named Star Labs has been teasing what it calls this N-E-O-N, an artificial human, that will be unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show, which happens next week. By the way, I think it starts on Tuesday. The Consumer Electronics Show happens every year in January. It's one of my favorite events. Back in the 90s, when I was in the working in the consumer electronics space, I had the chance to visit the Consumer Electronics Show in person. And let me tell you, if you're into consumer electronics, the state of the art in this space, you definitely want to attend one of those events. That's when all the manufacturers bring out the best of the best, and really it's worth going out to check it out. So apparently Samsung is going to unveil this artificial human technology. But what exactly is it? what is an artificial human? I don't know. So I'm here trying to help you out, we're trying to figure this out together. So far, we have very few official details, but most signs point towards the release of some sort of digital avatar technology. A realistic CGI human that users can interact with. How about that? Now, that sounds very interesting. It could be, I'm sure it probably could be used for entertainment purposes or by businesses to create a digital receptionist, a customer service, and so on. But can you imagine the type of applications that it's an artificial human that can interact with you. Not necessarily a robot, but it'll be interesting to see. But whatever it is, though, it's being hyped. And it's got a pretty big social media presence. It's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all my Instagram friends, if you want to check out their Neon's accounts, its username, the artificial human's username is at neon.life. So neon.life. So yeah, check it out. I took a look at the account a few days ago, and all the accounts are actually sharing the same vague and extremely futuristic looking images. Posts are posing questions like, have you ever met an artificial? Well, have you? I've never met an artificial. I've met some people that were kind of artificial or fake, but that's for another podcast. And I think on some accounts it's teasing technology called Core R3, which stands for reality, real-time, responsive. And they also make it clear that whatever Neon is going to be, or whatever it is, it has nothing to do with Samsung's AI assistant called Bixby. If you've heard of Samsung had created another AI assistant called Bixby, it's something totally new and out of the ordinary. So it will be interesting. The project is led by Pranav Mistry, I believe his name is. Mistry, M-I-S-T-R-I. A human-computer interactions researcher and former senior vice president at Samsung Electronics. According to Mistry, who is now the CEO of Star Labs, which stands for Samsung Technology and Advanced Research, and of course the new company Neon. On his Twitter page, I also checked out, he's been hyping the project. And it's going to be interesting because I'm into that. I think in past episodes, I've been talking a lot about artificial intelligence, and I think one day we'll reach the singularity, which is when an artificial device or computer will exceed human intelligence, and that's when we'll be at the point where there's a possibility that machines will take over, you know? So I think in future episodes, I'll be talking a lot more about AI and this sort of technology. So, and there you have it. We try to keep the podcast in the 10 to 15 minute range. And it's great to be back. And as promised, one episode a week will probably come out on Sunday or prior to the weekend of the first week, second week, etc. You can catch me on Twitter. Keep the conversation going. I am at Ray on Twitter. R-A-Y. And of course, you can listen to the podcast on anchor.fm as well as Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, etc. We're everywhere. My name is Ray Gerard. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the rebound.
You've been locked into the Raycast. Stay up to date with all episodes by subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. Or just listen on anchor.fm/Raycast.